From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Opposition leader Raila Odinga had petitioned. Rather, let me begin again. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified the results of last month's presidential election that handed a victory to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta. David Maraga is Chief Justice of the Kenyan Supreme Court.
The presidential election held on 8th August 2017 was not conducted in accordance with the Constitution and the applicable law, rendering the declared results invalid, null, and void.
The court said Friday the Electoral Board has committed irregularities and illegalities during the vote, harming the integrity of the election. Opposition leader Raila Odinga had petitioned the court to throw out the results of the August election, and despite the victory in court, Odinga called for tough action against the Electoral Board.
We have no faith at all in the Electoral Commission as currently constituted. They have committed criminal acts. Most of them actually belong to the jail. And therefore, we are going to ask for prosecution of all the Electoral Commission officers who have caused this monstrous crime against the people of Kenya.
President Kenyatta says he will abide by the decision.
I personally disagree with the ruling that has been made today, but I respect it as much as I disagree with it.
Kenya's constitution says new elections must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continue in southeast Texas, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is assuring storm victims that the White House will continue to provide help.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
The storm left unprecedented damage as it spent 5 days dumping record-breaking rainfall on Texas and Louisiana, as much as 120 centimeters in some places. So far, the storm and related flooding is being blamed for 39 deaths. That number is expected to rise. Monsoons and flooding are also causing havoc in South Asia, where more than 1,200 people have been killed this season. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal are experiencing severe flooding, forcing hundreds of thousands of people from their homes.
Bangladesh, Nepal, and the eastern region of India, this is really in the Himalayan foothills, are suffering some of their worst flooding. This has triggered heavy monsoon rains and overflowing rivers that cascade down to the plains from the Himalayas. From reports that we have, about a third of Nepal is submerged. Huge areas of Bangladesh are inundated, and three states in India, in the northeast and east, are also witnessing flood havoc.
In Mumbai, India, rescue efforts continue, where an old apartment building collapsed, killing at least 32 people after days of flooding rains in the city. Forecasters say the heavy rain is expected to ease Friday. Colombia's former Marxist guerrilla group, FARC, relaunched as a civilian political party on Friday. The new name is the Common Alternative Revolutionary Force, leaving the acronym unchanged. Under the 2016 peace accord, FARC will have 10 automatic seats in Congress through 2026 and may campaign for additional seats. Both legislative and presidential elections in Colombia are set for 2018. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, labeled as scandal the decision of a U.S. court to indict 19 people, among them 15 members of a Turkish security detail, accused of beating and kicking peaceful demonstrators during Erdogan's visit to Washington in May. Erdogan said the security officials were protecting him from members of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party after U.S. police failed to do so. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the charges against Erdogan's security agents send a clear message that the U.S. does not tolerate individuals who use intimidation and violence to stifle freedom of speech and legitimate political expression. I'm Jim Bertel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.